Women have always been part of hip-hop culture. Some of the best and most famous rappers of all time include Missy Elliott, Queen Latifah, Lauryn Hill, Lil' Kim, Salt-N-Pepa. But in recent years, fewer female MCs have made it to the big time. Well, that is unless you want to count Fergie. My guest tonight is doing something to reverse that trend. Sasha Jenkins is a member of Ego Trip, the hip-hop media collective, and a producer of VH1's new reality contest, Miss Rap Supreme. Sasha Jenkins, welcome to Fair Game.
Hello.
So, Sasha, Miss Rap Supreme is Ego Trip's second reality contest show for VH1. Y'all did the White Rapper show
last year?
Yeah, and now you're focusing on finding the next great female MCs. So, obviously, black men dominate hip-hop. What interests you about stepping up for the underdogs of the rap world?
Well, hip-hop is always about the underdog, and it's a combination of things. VH1 has a very specific audience. The White Rapper Show did well, but ultimately it really didn't speak to their audience per se. Women make up the bulk of VH1's viewership.
Huh.
So they wanted a show that spoke to women, and our background in hip hop made it so that, you know, a show looking for the next great female MC happened to work for the network, and it happens to speak to what Ego Trip is all about, which is hip hop.
On the VH1 website, white and female rappers are referred to as being disenfranchised. Is that true for a lot of these unknown MCs?
Well, I think white MCs and female MCs is two different things. I think with the success of Eminem, and Eminem happens to be a male, it's not such a big deal to see a white male rapper. So part of the joke was it's the White Rapper Show, but ultimately it's not a big deal to be a white rapper anymore. Eminem made it okay. Women, on the other hand, have a way harder go at it, for a lot of different reasons. And, we wanted to try to address a lot of what those problems were.
What do you think those reasons are?
Sexism. I think, you know, hip hop is dominated by African-American males. And I think, you know, when you look at the statistics, your average African-American male grew up in a single parent household and they're raised by women. So, you know, those are the greatest rappers ever, you know, the mothers. And I think that might be part of the problem. I think that a lot of these male rappers were raised by their mothers, and hip hop has become a way to sort of, you know, music is always a source of rebellion.
Huh.
But for black males, I think, and I thought about this on the train on the way down, but I think for black males, hip hop is sort of an escape from their mothers, because, you know, those women were the mothers and fathers in their lives. And, you know, hip hop has been sort of a enclave to escape that and maybe get out their issues they have with their moms.
In terms of Miss Rap Supreme, what are you looking for? What do you think a female rapper in 2008 should look like, be like?
Well, in television terms, a successful female rapper has to be loud and have a personality and have something different to offer in the sphere of entertainment. I think today it's not really as much about how lyrical you are. It's more so about performance. So on our show, there are women who are lyrical. There are women who are better performers. There are women who are straight. There are women who are lesbians. There are women who are single mothers. So we tried to go for a pretty broad range of perspectives.
I have to ask, it being 2008 and all, why didn't you want to call it Ms. Rap Supreme?
Well, it's sort of a play on Miss America. I mean, the backdrop of the show is set. There's a beauty pageant theme. And so beauty pageants also, you know, the things that women have to go through and how women are judged in the beauty pageant kind of world, a lot of that is applicable to the music industry and entertainment. You know, how women, you know, look is a big part of how they're marketed. And the industry has felt for a long time that if a woman is not, quote unquote, traditionally beautiful, she is not marketable. And if you look at all the women who have tried to make it in hip hop, you know, a lot of them have had to change their image to sort of, you know, sex it up.
Is that something that you're trying to combat, this telegenic quality that hip hop female rappers have needed to have?
We're trying to draw attention. You know, at the end of the day, we have to entertain people, and VH1 really has no interest in television in general has no interest in educating people or saying things. But we at Ego Trip, the fine people at Ego Trip, do find it important to sort of have something to say about the larger picture. And women have a hard go at it in entertainment.
Yeah. Ego Trip does have a real mission. I'll say, though, I mean, all right, you are a group of guys who founded and ran the hip hop magazine Ego Trip in the 1990s. And since then, you've had a couple of hilarious books. You had Ego Trip's Book of Rap Lists and Ego Trip's Big Book of Racism, and started making these shows for VH1. Before reality shows, you did TV's Illest Minority Moments and Racerama. So you're very willing to use humor as a way to get at this. But what would you say your big picture mission is?
I mean, my big picture mission is to enjoy what I'm doing and for people to have a good time and enjoy it with me. I mean, and us being Ego Trip, if we can actually say something while having fun, even better.
Okay, so what do you want to say about race?
What do I want to say about race? I think that, unfortunately, a lot of things have not changed. And I think that we need to be less PC and have some honest conversations about what's wrong to get to the heart of what's wrong. And people are afraid to do it.
I'm guessing that at VH1 or anywhere on TV, you run into a lot of you can't say that on TV. So what kind of things have you wanted to do that corporate, you know, bigwigs have shot down?
Well, it's complicated. With hip hop, you know, hip hop has ways of using words that aren't so cool in a way that hip hop finds to be cool. For instance, the B word, you know, there are lots of women on our show using the B word in a way that they might feel is, they might argue that it's self-empowerment, and we're taking the word and we're changing it. So there are people at VH1 whose job it is to scrutinize what's been shot and determine when it's okay for that B word to be used. The same can be said for the N word. And unfortunately, these words are, you know, actively used in the music, but it's a part of the culture, and that's not going to change. And I wouldn't want to censor people. But, you know, the network has people who are looking out for these things and making determinations based on what they think is okay.
So getting back to Miss Rap Supreme, one of the more surprising contestants on the show is Kaya, an MC who had a huge hit with the single My Neck, My Back back in 2002. Here she is in a scene from Miss Rap Supreme.
Kaya, truth or dare?
We got women playing childhood games. When I was 22 and 23 and 24, I was wild and loud, but I paid my dues and I don't feel like a lot of the girls in the house are ready.
Kaya walks around here like she is God, like she is absolutely taking over the rap scene. Kaya had her shot. Like, I don't even feel like she should be here.
So Kaya has a gold record. What made her eligible to compete in Miss Rap Supreme?
Well, that also speaks to the state of where women are in hip hop. She had a hit record, you know, My Neck, My Back, which celebrated her love of getting her neck and her back licked, and that's great. But after that, you know, even by other cast members, she was written off as a one-hit wonder, where if she was a guy, she might have had more opportunities to record. You mm-hmm. know, her whole career situation could have been completely different. And we knew as producers that bringing Kaya in, who is a very big personality, who is not afraid to have songs about getting her neck and her back licked, that she would make for great television, and she did.
Finally, Sasha, Ego Trip have taken on white rappers and female MCs. So what's your next underappreciated demographic in the hip-hop world that you're going to help out? Rapping kids or?
Gay rappers.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Hip-hop is totally, totally 100% gay, but mm-hmm. not openly gay. So we
100%.
Want, oh, yeah.
That's high statistic.
Hip-hop's pretty homoerotic. I mean, everyone's got their shirts off. Guys are in music videos with lots of beautiful women, but they're standing nowhere near them. And the women aren't, you know, lathering the bodies of the men. They're lathering cars. I mean, there's no real interest in women per se in these videos. And so I just want, you know, all these rappers to say, I'm gay, I'm here, I love hip hop, and they no longer have to pretend that they like women.
I think
that's what we need.
Please bring that show to the air. I cannot wait to see it.
Girlfriend, it's going to happen just for you.
Sasha Jenkins, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for
and
having
outing
me.
All of hip hop right here on Fair Game.
Someone had to do it.
My guest has been Sasha Jenkins, one of the producers of Ego Trip's Miss Rap Supreme. New episodes of Miss Rap Supreme air on Monday nights on VH1. To learn more about Ego Trip and the show, you can visit our website, morefairgame.org.